Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Bernie Sanders is running again. We've got the story.
Woman killed in a three-car crash in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Another former employee sues Newman University. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Time to go hunting for the snow shovels yet again. Another storm is on the way. We'll talk about timing and what we can expect coming up.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is running for president again.
Saying he thinks the current occupant of the White House is an embarrassment, Sanders told a Vermont radio station he's seeking the 2020 Democratic nomination for president. Sanders also called President Trump a racist, a homophobe, and a xenophobe, and vowed to take Vermont values all over the country. Sanders lost the nomination in 2016 to Hillary Clinton. He joins an expanding field of candidates, including fellow senators Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Cory Booker. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
On Washington's birthday yesterday, people protested the current president across the country, specifically Trump's declaration of a national emergency in order to build a border wall.
People in dozens of cities rallied.
This race wall has got to go. Hey, hey!
Demonstrators in Austin, Texas, urged congressional Democrats to vote to override the president's emergency declaration.
The emergency is not at the border. The emergency is in our politics. The emergency is Donald Trump and Trumpism.
The legal director of the ACLU in Atlanta said they plan to sue that the emergency
threatens the rule of law and makes our country look more like a tin pot dictatorship than an actual republic.
Late Monday, California and 15 other states officially filed their lawsuit against the Trump administration over the emergency declaration. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A woman died following a crash in South Wichita Monday evening in the 5300 block of South Broadway. Police say three vehicles were involved. One of them rolled. Driver of that car was taken to a hospital where she later died. No names have been released.
Another former Newman University employee has added their name to a series of lawsuits. The former volleyball coach, becoming the fifth ex-employee to sue the school in recent months.
Destiny Clark claimed in a lawsuit filed this past week that the college retaliated against her and paid her less than promised when she was hired. She also contends the school routinely made her volleyball team a lower priority than other teams. The Wichita Eagle reports that all five of the former employees allege unfair termination or treatment. In a statement, school officials said the most recent claims were without merit, and that the school complied with all applicable state and federal laws. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Another round of winter weather expected to roll into Wichita later today. The system will likely bring quite a bit of snow. Wichita road crews will be out on the main snow routes as needed. Mays Public Works Director Ronald Smothers tells KSN News they are also prepared for the wintry mix.
We just don't pre-treat, and we do not put salt sand down unless and until we have plowed or until it's just ice. We have a limited number of storage facilities for salt sand mix, plus the cost of storing it.
Wichita streets will have a coating of salt and sand from the last storm that moved through the area, so the trucks are not pre-treating. However, plows are at the ready for when the snow really begins to fall.
It's not a done deal yet. Deputy Sedgwick County Manager Tom Stoles tells KNSS News he and the county commission are talking over a plan to make him the new county manager.
We are working on that, and we're very close. And I think that I'm hopeful that at next Wednesday's BOCC meeting, we can finish it. But we're working on it currently.
Stoles would replace Michael Scholes, who left in December.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is reported to be looking at an exit at the Justice Department.
A senior Justice Department official tells Fox News Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is expected to leave by mid-March. Attorney General Bill Barr is expected to pick his former law firm colleague Jeffrey Rosen to replace Rosenstein as soon as this week. The timeline for Rosenstein's departure comes amid the uproar over comments by former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who says he was fired because he opened an investigation into the president. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham has accused Rosenstein and McCabe of orchestrating what he calls an administrative coup and is promising an investigation. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas State men's basketball team trying to keep that road winning streak going in conference play. How did the Cats do last night in West Virginia? We'll talk about it coming up in sports.
A heated online debate about towels. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
This is Tom Ryan with Ryan Auctioneers. This Wednesday morning at 9:30 a.m. at the Crossroads Shopping Center, 7011 West 7.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, day after President's Day. Well, of course, winter is still here. But Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News he's thinking about the warmer days of summer.
You know, pretty soon we've got to get started on, we want to build six more swimming pools around town and some splash pads. So I'm asked the manager, when's that going to come back to us? Because they hopefully can start building those early so we can maybe get those in this summer.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A 13-year-old in Riverside, California, decides to stand up to a burglar and wins.
Police say the young teen woke up to find a mass burglar in the home at 3:30 in the morning and decided to fight back, grabbing pots and pans and throwing them at the guy, who made a hasty departure from the apartment. And here's the best part. Not only was no one hurt, but the burglar left with all the loot behind. Police are still looking for the bad guy. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we've got a traffic accident now. Watch out, northbound I-235, and this is at Broadway. So pretty close to the North Junction up there. Again, northbound I-235, right around Broadway, we've got a traffic accident. Traffic update on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Okay, let's take a look at the forecast here on a Tuesday morning with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A winter weather advisory goes into effect at noon today. By early afternoon, we will see the onset of precipitation across south-central Kansas with occasional snow, breezy, or high 31. Snow will be moderate to heavy through tonight, a mix of freezing drizzle as well, our low 23, 3 to 5 inches possible across much of our listening area, then Wednesday clearing in 36. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, we have an east wind at 13 miles per hour, 24 degrees. Here at KNSS, KNSS Weather, brought to you by The Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 8:10 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, the day after President's Day. And a good many of you probably took the day off yesterday and you're headed back to work or school this morning, getting back into the swing of things after a three-day weekend. Of course, we had the stock markets were closed on Monday, but there were a lot of places were open. And it was one of those days, Ted, I call them a minor holiday because it's not a great big one. But on the other hand, Shelley and I actually got out yesterday and did some furniture shopping. And, of course, everybody's at this time of the year, every furniture place has a president's sale, right? So we went a couple places and we found something we liked. That's all I'm going to say about it. We might buy some furniture.
Did you get a deal?
Oh, I think we got a very nice deal.
Oh, there you go.
According to the salesperson, we did.
Well, anyways. Rutherford B. Hayes would be proud.
Yep. Yeah. President's Day. Girl Scout cookies showing up at my Dillon's store over the weekend. So I had to buy a few boxes. I mean, here's what have we got? About half left in our box of Thin Mints this morning?
Yeah, I've been.
Between you and me and Jed, we've been pounding
I've been taking a generous helping.
Yeah, so I bought a couple. I bought three boxes Saturday. I like the caramel ones.
I like those,
too. Those are really good. I eat half a box in one sitting. But I got three of those. I got some mints, thin mints for my grandson, Nolan, who had apparently the family got some cookies the other night, and he got his family just completely cheated him out of thin mints. So I had to get a box of it for him.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So, the Girl Scout cookies.
Got to get them while they're hot. Yeah. They're gone.
They're going to be back in those. I know I'll buy some more. So I spent $12 yesterday supporting the Girl Scouts. And every year I do. And even if I didn't like cookies, I probably would. But their cookies are great. Of course, it's a stock deal. There's a little card table there. And they had the boxes set up and displayed. And two young ladies, about, I would say, 11 or 12. And, of course, the mother there supervising the whole thing, or the scout mother or whatever they call them in Girl Scouts. And, of course, I had a daughter who sold cookies, granddaughters who sold cookies. I can remember years ago when I was at KFH radio back in the 80s when my daughter was just going into scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And she went after this Girl Scout cookie sale, hammer and tong. Of course, I had to take an order form to work. And, I mean, I filled that thing out. I sold more Girl Scout cookies than she did at work. But, she did a real good job. And what we haven't seen in my neighborhood very much, and this, I don't know in this day and age whether it's a good idea or not, but we've usually, there will be a young lady with her parents going around with a wagon. Of course, the weather's not good for that right now. But in the past, I've had kids come through the neighborhood. But
if it's a nice day.
Yeah, but this weather's just been kind of iffy, so. Girl Scout cookie sales underway. Your favorite is what now? I like the caramel. The thin mint seems to be, I think that's the most popular, is it not, Ted?
I think you're right.
I think it is.
Oh, I like the classic shortbread. I like the peanut butter one.
Shortbread, peanut butter. Mm-mm. All right, Girl Scout cookies.
A lot of good options.
Underway. I'm going to take a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar now.
Of course, they add new ones all the time. I like those lemon ones they added a few years ago.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. And the money goes for a good cause, the scout camps, the Girl Scout camps, and so forth. I'm just taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and there is an area of precipitation, shall we say. It goes up north to Salina, then down around toward Great Bend, and down circular around Medicine Lodge over to Enid. If you can picture that in your mind, it's all about 70 miles west of Wichita, generally moving in our direction to the northeast, but not much movement in the past hour. I checked it just a few minutes ago. And from what I saw then till now, not a whole lot of movement. So it's coming, but it's going to be kind of a slow process as it comes into our area. Now, what will that mean tomorrow morning? Because our meteorologists have been telling us today that probably the bulk of it's going to fall tonight. Getting going during afternoon drive and then through the night. So you're going to get up tomorrow morning and you could say anywhere. I think I'll put it this way, anywhere from an inch to about 5 or 6. It's that depends on where you are, really.
Yeah, just depends on when the moisture gets here and how slow or quick moving the system is.
And if so I'm going to be ready with my window scraper and my broom for tomorrow morning.
Good job.
Be ready to, do what it takes to get in here to do the Steve and Ted show for our listeners. It's what we do.
You'll do it. You'll be there.
We'll be there. Now, you had Shocker Locker Room. When was that? Sunday night?
That was Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. How'd that go, by the way? We're going to get to sports here in a second.
Oh, it was fun. Yeah.
Good show. I mean, they had a tough time at, where did they play, Cincinnati?
At Cincinnati, yeah. Bob Lutz and I took some really good phone calls on Sunday.
I almost thought about calling you guys, but I thought, no, I'm not going to bug them.
We'd love to take one of your calls. Oh. That'd be great.
Well, because the only observation I had was every time the Shockers came down the floor on offense, there was two guys playing basketball and three guys standing around looking at them.
Well,
and
sometimes that's the trouble. They end up shooting
I like to see you down there on the baseline. I like to see them moving back and forth, the screen and stuff like that.
They need more of that instead of just dribbling around and then jacking up a three.
Yeah, and
they're still working on it.
That's still a work in progress, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've seen some good things.
Well, of course, we'll have the Shocks tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll have them tomorrow night.
We'll have a late night.
Now, are they on the road tomorrow night?
Yes, at Tulsa.
At Tulsa. Okay.
It's an 8 p.m. start, so we'll be up late Wednesday night once again out at Twin Peaks for the locker room show.
All right.
Maybe you can call us tomorrow night.
I won't be awake. I'll call you early in the morning. Record-breaking number of Americans say poor leadership is the biggest problem facing the U.S., according to a new poll. Now, this is not partisan, I'm telling you here. We're not singling any person out here. The Gallup poll released on President's Day found 35% of respondents cited the government, politicians, and leaders of all stripes as the top problem holding the country back, the highest rate of disapproval in that category the benchmark survey has ever tracked. So I guess what you're saying here is not only in politics and government is there a lack of leadership, but on every level. I guess that goes to business, religion, and everything else. So how do you, just a quick question, Ted, how do you define a leader, somebody who you would say is a good leader? Obviously, it's a person who takes responsibility.
Yeah, a lot of that is, some of that's very intangible as well. It's hard to enumerate those qualities, but you know them when you see them.
But you know,
when you know a person that just has that charisma and that common sense, that just they exude it.
There's a level of integrity and honesty
yep.
that people will follow, I think there's a level of modesty that says, you know, I made a mistake. When do you see that very often from anybody, any of these politicians? They never, ever say, oh, I was wrong about that, do they? So I think that's a quality of leadership.
Yeah.
But anyway, people who will get down on there and do the job with
mm-hmm.
you. Anyway, leadership, a big problem according to that Gallup poll. 818 with Steve and Ted. And Ted and I have been doing Shocker Sports here for the past 5 minutes, but I'm going to let him go ahead and do the sports now and say, you know, with the K-State basketball this year, some exciting things going on up in Manhattan, Ted.
Sure are. Last night, Kansas State was on the road at West Virginia, a place they've struggled in recent years. And it was another struggle for quite a bit of the game last night. It was tied about midway through the second half. Kansas State finally kind of broke things open. A 19-2 run finally got Kansas State the 17-point breathing room, and they ended up winning it by 14. 65-51 was the final score. Another effort by the Kansas State defense holding a team to 51 points.
Wow.
K-State had not won at West Virginia in 6 years, so nicely done by the Cats to get that and pick up their 20th win of the season. Kansas State is now 20-6 on the season. Wildcats have won 6 straight road conference games. Last time they did that was 9 years ago. It's been a while. Junior Xavier Sneed had a season-high 19 points for the Wildcats. Senior Barry Brown led the way with 21 points. He had 4 steals as well. Kansas State gets the win. K-State now with a 1-game lead atop the Big 12 standings ahead of Kansas and Texas Tech. We're just a game back, tied for second place. The new rankings coming out yesterday in college basketball. Of course, KU moves up a couple spots. Jayhawks are now ranked 12th in both the Associated Press and the coaches' polls. Kansas State, after a loss last week, did drop. They're still in the rankings. Kansas State is as high as number 21 this week, dropping 3 spots in the coaches' poll. Time to talk KU hoops tonight. It's the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening. And that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM. 97.5 FM. Happy birthday today to former Kansas State men's basketball star Ed Neely, who is still 11th all-time in Kansas State in points scored. He is 59 today. Ed Neely, born in Pittsburgh, Kansas, became a legend at Kansas State. Then he played for 10 years in the NBA. A guy that teams always wanted on their roster because he's just tough as nails, and fights hard. And
yeah.
He never was a big scorer. But in the NBA, but he was kind of one of those guys you wanted on the roster. I believe he was on one of those Bulls teams that won an NBA title with during the Michael Jordan years.
Wow.
I think Phil Jackson, of course, head coach of the Bulls at that time, and of course a Tex Winter guy, Tex Winter disciple.
So you think Neely's
said,
got
said,
one?
He said Ed Neely is one of the smartest players he's ever
smart
coached.
Player.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's why guys want him around.
So he's got one of those great big rings then.
He wasn't on the playoff roster, but I'm sure as a member of that team during the year, he got a ring.
Wow.
I'm sure he did.
Now that was the thing you were talking about. I remember him being just smart. He knew what was going on.
He's one of those guys just had savvy, and that's why you want him around on your team. That's why he was in the NBA for 10 years. Ed Neely is 59 today. And a little baseball note for you. Bruce Bochy, who has won 3 World Series titles as manager of the San Francisco Giants, has announced that he's going to do one more year as manager of the Giants, and then he's going to retire. Bruce Bochy.
In my mind, it's time. I've managed with my gut. You know, I came up here in 2007 on my gut. And so it's a gut feeling that it's time, and it's been an unbelievable ride. And there's so much to be grateful for, with the players, the city, the fans, my ride here. It's time now.
I'm sure when they do the TV movie about his life, Sam Elliott will play the role of Bruce Bochy.
He'll have the voice, nothing else.
Bruce Bochy, of course.
He ran his share, didn't he?
Yes, he became a manager when he was in the Padres system back in the 90s.
I was thinking San Diego.
He managed at single A. He won a championship. He managed at a high A team. They won the league championship. He only managed at double A for 1 year. That was with the Wichita Wranglers in 1992. They won the championship that year with a sweep in the finals. Then he became a longtime manager of the San Diego Padres.
Yeah.
He won a National League pennant with them. And then during the rest of the years with the San Francisco Giants, he won 3 World Series championships with the Giants since 2010.
Yeah.
He's going to do one more year and then hang it up.
Pretty good record.
Yeah.
Very good record.
Yeah, he's got some nice hardware, and pretty glad he stopped in Wichita for one of those years and won a championship along the way back in 1992. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
822, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Why are people leaving California?
Why?
Sean's going to tell us.
Well, Sean, yeah.
Traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This granddaughter of mine says I need more sense.
No, Grandma, I said you need score sense.
Snore sense? Never snored in my life.
Grandma, score sense gives you instant access to your credit scores and credit reports from all 3 bureaus.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.